Yesterday, U.S. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue announced that the USDA will be implementing over $12 billion in programs to aid farmers affected by trade retaliation. Secretary Perdue says this is a short-term plan that hopes to help U.S. farmers.
Today, we're formally announcing that the Trump administration will be taking several actions to assist farmers in response to the trade damage caused by the illegal retaliatory tariffs that have been imposed on the United States in just recent months. This obviously is a short-term solution that will give President Trump time to work on a long-term trade policy and deal to benefit agriculture, as well as all sectors of the American economy. Unfortunately, America's hardworking agricultural producers have been treated fairly by illegal trading practices by China and other nations for a while, and have taken a disproportionate hit when it comes to illegal retaliatory tariffs. For decades, China has engaged in unfair trade practices and engaged in the forced transfer or outright theft of intellectual property. The programs we're announcing today are a firm statement that other nations cannot bully our agricultural producers to force the United States to cave in. The correct action from other nations would be to stop their bad behavior, not to retaliate with illegal tariffs. As we made clear today, this administration will not stand by while our hardworking agricultural producers bear the brunt of unfriendly and illegal tariffs enacted by foreign nations. The Department of Agriculture will be authorizing up to $12 billion in programs, which is directly in line with the estimated $11 billion impact of illegal tariffs on agriculture. These programs will help agricultural producers meet the cost of disrupted markets resulting from the illegal retaliation. The first program, called the Market Facilitation Program, will provide payments incrementally to soybean, sorghum, corn, wheat, cotton, dairy, and hog producers to help manage disruptive markets, deal with commodity surplus, and expand new markets. The second program, called the Food Purchase and Distribution Program, will purchase the surplus of affected commodities like fruits, nuts, rice, legumes, beef, pork, milk for distribution to food banks, and other nutritious programs. The third and final program will be the Trade Promotion Program to assist, in conjunction with the private sector, in developing new export markets on behalf of producers. All of these programs are currently authorized under the Commodity Credit Corporation Charter Act, better known as the CCC, and will be administered by the USDA, as well as other options that USDA may employ as well. Again, it's important to note that this is a short-term solution that will give President Trump and his administration time to work on long-term trade deals to benefit agriculture and all sectors of the American economy. I appreciate you being with us today, and for any details and questions, I'm going to turn it over to USDA's chief economist, Dr. Rob Johansen, who will walk through these three programs.
As the Secretary pointed out, this program is intended to offset the trade damage that we've seen facing our farmers in a number of commodities. There are three tranches to this program. So let's just start with the first one. As the Secretary pointed out, we've got a market facilitation program, and that's going to provide payments directly to producers of soybean, sorghum, corn, wheat, cotton, dairy, and hogs. We've got another program that's called the Food Purchase and Distribution Program, and that's going to seek to go out and purchase additional surplus that we're seeing as a result of this these illegal tariff actions for commodities like fruits, nuts, rice, legumes, beef, pork, and milk for distribution to our nutrition programs and food banks. And lastly, as the Secretary pointed out, we're looking to extend and find new markets, develop new markets out there with the assistance of the private sector. And that will not just be targeted to one commodity or another. It's going to be essentially looking to build our markets globally and domestically.
That was Chief Economist Dr. Rob Johansen, as well as U.S. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue, on the new implemented programs that the USDA is going to be using to help U.S. farmers due to the trade war. Discussion still continues on how to implement these programs, but they hope to have them in place by Labor Day. For the Wisconsin Farm Report, I'm Farm Assistant Jenna Lee.